After having spent 3 days in Barry partaking in discussions with politicians, some of which are only familiar with the narcissism of their power-hungry egos, the French president's special envoy Jean-Yves Le Drian returned to Paris on Saturday, June 24, via Maya, Middle East Airlines, commercial flight. A fellow passenger on the same flight took a picture of him upon his arrival at Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris. The two pictures constitute a biting lesson in civility to some of Le Drian's Lebanese counterparts. When it comes to conveying a profoundly meaningful message, a picture is always stronger than any discourse. On Saturday, June 24, a Lebanese passenger, Mr. NZ, aboard Maya's flight 229 from Beirut to Paris, noticed the presence of Jean-Yves Le Drian in the cabin. He approached him, introduced himself, and thanked him for France's interest in Lebanon's future, which certain political parties are relentlessly trying to trample. Once in Paris, the Lebanese passenger is astounded at the sight of Mr. Le Drian, carrying his own luggage just like any other tourist, hauling his backpack and walking out of the terminal like everybody else. There was no VIP lounge, no battalion of bodyguards, and no escorts belonging to any political party, nor any MPs. The two pictures taken by NZ are worthy of a lesson to the entire Lebanese political class. In Beirut, the airport's VIP lounge is made available to cheer the subordinate or even the footman of a given political party. In Beirut, politicians would feel belittled if they were to carry their own luggage, just like any other person would. In Lebanon, a few politicians sometimes mobilize an entire military company to perform as their entourage. Countless military personnel spend their time flaunting, just by their mere presence, the importance of the person who has assumed a position in public administration, as a representative of the nation, or as a minister, in other words, as a public servant. The term minister derives from the Latin word minister minus, meaning inferior, subordinate, agent, clerk. It is the opposite of magister master. It characterizes someone who is entrusted with carrying out a service on behalf of others. Indeed, such a servant shares the aura of his master, but his position does not bestow upon him the possibility to become the sole source of the sanctity associated with his master's position. The pictures of Mr. Le Drian returning home as a typical traveler, carrying his personal luggage, reflect the humble magnificence of a state official, a servant of his country, going back to report on his mission. He is doing so without drums or trumpets, without pomp, without the ostentatious displays of a nouveau riche. In Lebanon, such modesty is non-existent, as power becomes synonymous with the person exercising it, even if the latter happens to be the worst type of thug. Mr. Le Drian came to Beirut. He met with several people, listened to them, and had discussions with them. He then left, and has plans to come back. Many Lebanese citizens have expressed their consternation at the French persistency in backing Hezbollah's candidate, Sleiman Frangieh. Some have even hinted at a betrayal of France's traditional position as a country perceived as a caring mother by many Maronite Christians. The latter seem to have limited knowledge of French diplomatic history, which has always served the interests of the Kingdom of France, the French Empire, and the French Republic. As such, there is no room for sentimentality in international relations. There are interests at stake as well as principles, including the concept of allegiance to friendship between nations. Any self-respecting country is careful not to damage such loyalty. It would, however, be unrealistic to believe that France has a duty to cater to the contradictory whims of its so-called Lebanese protégés. President Macron's position is understandable, given the fact that the Lebanese opposition camp was unable to agree on a candidate. As such, by backing Frangieh, the French president wanted to preserve some French interests in Iran. A significant portion of the Lebanese public felt offended, as Hezbollah's influence means the alienation of Lebanese sovereignty in favor of Tehran's mullahs, who have never given up the idea of exporting the Islamic revolution across the Iranian borders. Today, the French presidency appears to be redirecting its diplomacy by sending Macron's special envoy, Jean-Yves Le Drian. One should admit that France still cares for Lebanon, but undoubtedly, its patience is not boundless amidst the current precarious international context. However, nothing can be achieved, no matter how hard one tries, as long as, in Lebanon, the rules of the game keep being tampered with. The 2018 electoral law has made Lebanon ungovernable. The state remains subjected to what General de Gaulle, with profound disdain, referred to as the dictatorship of parties. The stakes of the Lebanese predicament are existential, as they involve the survival of the entity known as Lebanon. To end the deadlock, rival parliamentary factions, not subservient to the Amal Hezbollah duo, must agree to join hands and do their duty. Elect a president to avoid the scenario of resorting to a shameful compromise similar to the Doha Agreement. Currently, there are three available solutions to the crisis. 1. The strict respect of constitutional procedures while setting aside all narcissism. 2. Ignoring existing texts and resorting to a humiliating compromise dialogue outside of Lebanon. In other words, conceding to Iran. 3. Anticipating a leap into the unknown. Mr. Le Drian's picture speaks volumes about the greatness and nobility of a state servant. Unfortunately, some of his Lebanese counterparts misunderstand the concept of public service. They don't perceive it as a duty to be fulfilled, but as a source of power that one identifies with. Accordingly, they feel the need to overtly display their vested power as a form of domination, thus humiliating their counterparts. Some of Mr. Ledrian's counterparts should be embarrassed by his lesson in civility, assuming that they can still experience such an emotion.